Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, you've reached the podcast of Scott Anderson. Couple of things. First off, I also go by the name Doc Anderson. Doc, in this particular case, being a nickname given to me many years ago by a wonderful person at an event and for a number of reasons, but I still use it. So Doc being my nickname, Doc Anderson, another name I go by online. Anyway, you've reached my podcast, today being I'm a day late today, recording this on, actually on Tuesday. I'm 2 days late. Normally I record on Sunday, but I'm recording on Tuesday today simply because yesterday was a lost day. But anyway, this podcast is sponsored by Creative Technology and Innovation. When you need a different way to look at things, when everything seems confusing, sometimes taking a different view is critical. Creative Technology and Innovation, using John Boyd's OODA loops, observe, orient, decide, and act with feedback loops to help you better make decisions within your organization. And the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available soon in ebook form, in paperback, and in audiobook form. Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life you meet someone and you think, nah, this guy's too good to be true. And then you find out, yeah, he's that good. Available soon, hopefully in May. Anyway, still continuing down my path of writing the machine intelligence papers. First episode I talked about last week, talked about Piaget and Maslow applying how does intelligence work. Because really intelligence is if we measure intelligence, it's really the capacity and the capability that we need to know about, right? And the capacity is simply that we don't overwhelm a system or a human being by giving them information they can't handle. When someone's in the concrete phase of thinking, giving them an abstract thought at best will confuse them, and at worst could cause them to structurally be delayed for a while in terms of their overall growth intellectually. So it's really critical to note, when and the capacity of a person as you consider and head down the path of assessing their intelligence. And of course, the other side of looking at this from an educational perspective is I also loop in Maslow. Maslow, obviously creator of the hierarchy of needs, critical path, I believe, when we consider not only the capability of intelligence, the timeliness of the information, which is Piaget, but also where is the person in relation to their needs, right? So a computer also has needs, even though we won't necessarily see that or consider that, it is truly important. Computers have needs too. For the very least, they need chips, they need storage, they need memory, right? They need power, blah, 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 right? So Maslow and Piaget together bring us to the concept of the capability of intelligence. The next phase, volume two, I'm taking a look at the very term machine intelligence. It really concerns me and bothers me that people use artificial intelligence, because when we consider an AGI, which is an advanced general intelligence, we're going to use human measures to determine the intelligence of that instance, right? We're going to use human measures. Those are not artificial, unless humans are artificial intelligence, in which case then, okay, cool, let's call it artificial intelligence, bag it for the day. What is it? Bag it, tag it, and move on, right? I mean, the reality of the situation, the simple reality is that it's not an artificial intelligence, it's an intelligence. Now, we could call it a machine intelligence or a machine-based intelligence. That's probably a better descriptive terminology than using the phraseology artificial intelligence. Anyway, that's what I've been working on in terms of trying to get that in a position where it's going to start to make sense to me, the machine intelligence papers. Not that it has to make sense to anybody else. It's me trying to work through. And hopefully, as I work through some of these things, this podcast, my Hub Pages articles, my blogs, as I work through them, both emotionally and personally, it helps other people, right? Because the thing about questions is it's okay to ask questions. It's there's no such thing as a bad question, and there's no such thing as a stupid question. There are questions that aren't timed properly, and there are questions that should probably be considered long before they're asked, but the reality is there is questions that exist and questions that don't exist, and whether or not it is a good or a bad question isn't truly relevant, right? What matters is that somebody asks a question. I am truly, at this point in my life, a firm believer in the reality of asking questions. The more questions you ask, the more possibility of answers that you get. Last but not least, I'm still struggling with the Snapmaker printer. I got a great response back from Snapmaker support. Do it yourself. One of the reasons that I went away from Snapmaker in the first place, other than the fact that they have just a phenomenal product. I mean, a product that does CNC carving, that does laser engraving, and does 3D printing, that's killer. The new version, the Artisan, the one I got, also allows you to do what I consider to be incredible, dual 3D printing, right? So you have two different PLA systems or two different types of plastic that you can print. This is just truly, in my book, amazing, right? It allows you to do more with less. So, you know, I love the capabilities of the printers. I think the support mechanism and infrastructure they've set up is terrible. And that is something that I have argued about for 1,000 years, right? Customer service is a simple thing. The first thing you do is you just respond to the person as a human being. You just say, you know, look, I understand you're frustrated. Let's see what we can do. The second thing is, you know, you don't make the person that's reaching out for help feel stupid. Now, the other side of this is also true, right? You don't attack the person trying to help you. You don't make the person that's trying to help you feel bad about helping you. So, you know, there are two sides to every story. And you know, obviously one side is, you know, don't make me feel stupid. And the other is don't attack me, right? You know, don't come at me. I can remember when I was traveling a lot. And, you know, and there were trips where I was just physically exhausted, right? I'd been away from home for 2 weeks, and I just wanted to go home, you know, stuck in an airport. And you know I could have lost my temper, but I never did. Because I know that the person behind that counter didn't make the thunderstorm, didn't cancel my flight, didn't, you know, go out of their way to ruin my day. It just happened that that person was the recipient of me being stuck in an airport where I didn't want to be. So the reality is, you know, customer service is a hard thing, and I get that, but don't send me an email saying do it yourself. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening.